Well, it's always good to be able to walk up here after we've won an AFC championship, the AFC East championship. So good feeling today. I think our guys really finished the game strong. 27-0 in the second half. Didn't play very well in the first half, obviously. But they did a good job in the second half. And, we're able to get some points on the board, get a little momentum, get some turnovers. Danny had a good play on a punt return, set us up in good field position. We were able to hit some bigger plays. So it was a good second half. Played 30 minutes of good football offensively and had our moments on defense and special teams in the first half. But it's good to be in this position. And hopefully we can play our best football going forward. That'll be our goal.
Bill, just wanted to ask you about the end of the first half. Was it a tough call on what exactly to do? First and 10 at the 15 with like 40 seconds left. Was that close as to whether or not you would just go ahead and get out of there and punt it away?
It wasn't a hard call.
Chandler Jones back today. Just wondering what you thought of his performance and the snaps that he got.
You know, it was good to have him back. He's practiced a little bit, kind of sparingly the last couple of weeks, and then this week he was able to take a lot of reps, and certainly looked like he was ready to go from a practice standpoint, a conditioning standpoint. I'd say this week he kind of looked like Silver looked last week relative to being ready, different play styles. I'm not saying that, but so it was good to get him back out there.
Bill, I was wondering if you could speak to the defense today, situationally, third down and red zone. And in the first half, it kind of seemed to keep you guys in the game with their play.
Some good, some not so good. We were up and down. We were up and down. Made some plays in the second half, able to keep them out of the end zone. But we gave a lot of yardage in the first half. Played a lot of plays, so didn't really do much to help our offense. Other than the interception. So it just, we just didn't play well in the first half offensively. Obviously, we weren't coached very well either, so just wasn't very good.
Bill, over here, what are your thoughts on, that started everything, Tom Brady's nice run, 17 yards, and then got hit as he was going out of bounds? It seemed like it lit a fire under the offense.
I thought it was a good run. It was a third and long play, third and 9, third and 10, whatever it was. Did a good job of seeing that in the pass rush. It's something we've talked about this week. He made a big play on that last year against him, like on a 4th and 5 or 4th and 4 or something like that. We had a scramble play in that situation. So alert play on his part, and it was a key first down for us. And then we were able to punch it in after that. But at that point in the game, it was a big third down conversion. One that you usually don't expect to get that way, but the heads-up play on his part ran well.
Hi, Coach. They did score before halftime, so it was potentially a momentum-changing play. Was there anything that you might have said or adjusted going into the second half that maybe?
There's a lot of things we had to adjust in the second half. We didn't really do much anything the way we wanted to do it in the first half. We made a couple big plays, but other than that, I just didn't think we played the way we needed to play. And we did a much better job in the second half of blocking, tackling, throwing, catching, defending, covering, returning. There were a lot, just about everything in the second half was executed better than it was in the first half.
Bill, can you talk about Jamie Collins over here, Coach? Can you talk about Jamie Collins' play overall?
Yeah, Jamie continues to make big plays for us. On the defensive side of the ball and in the kicking game, he's got real good length for a linebacker. Tall with long arms, great jumping ability. So his ability to knock down passes and reach into passing lanes or block a kick in this case. Very obviously athletic, we all know that. And he just keeps playing faster and faster each week, it seems like. He gets a key and he's able to make plays, whether it be in the kicking game or You know, running through, make tackles for loss in a running game, or tackles in the open field on receivers and backs. So he's playing well and strung together quite a few weeks here of good football for us.
With Chandler back, how do you like how the pass rush is coming together the final month of the season?
Well, we'll see. You know, it was certainly a good opportunity for us to rush in a game where we're ahead in the second half. It wasn't the case in the first half, and we didn't generate that same kind of pressure. So I think the score had a lot to do with it. And we rushed well when we had the opportunity. I mean, it was kind of the reverse of the game down there when they got ahead and put pressure on us. Then today we got ahead, and they had a hard time blocking our pass rush. So I think the score and situation has a lot to do with that. But of course, it's good to have him back out there. It was good to get Siliga back last week. It's good to get Chandler back this week. So hopefully that'll just make us stronger going forward.
Bill, you talk about making plays in all three phases of the game. Can you talk about the play that Cal Arrington made on the scoop and score after picking up that ball?
Yeah, I mean, it was a good that's kind of what the outside guys are looking for. Is they're looking for a block to put themselves in a position, which he did, to be able to attack the ball. And, it's the kind of situation where there really aren't too many guys on the other side of the ball that can tackle or are very good tacklers. So if you can just get it up and get going, a bunch of offensive linemen, a couple specialists. So, Kyle's a fast guy once he got a little bit of space. I think there's too many guys who are going to run him down. But it's a good – he did his job. He was in position and took advantage of the opportunity and turned it into points. So it's heads-up play.
Hey, Bill. You've had two great kickers your whole tenure here, and we all know about Adam. Can you talk about, I guess, today Steven broke the all-time scoring record for the Patriots, probably outside maybe
– Graham out of there.
Excuse me?
Shane out of there.
And I just talk a little bit about Steven. I know outside maybe an underrated Patriot, not inside, but obviously one of the most consistent players you have. Just talk a little bit about Steven.
Yeah, Steve's done a great job for us. We all know that this area of the country and this division is certainly not the easiest to kick in. And, he does a very good job of handling the conditions. He's got a good legs. He's got good range on kickoffs and long field goals. He's got good height on the ball. Good team player. He's always there to support his teammates. Everybody in the locker room likes him. He has a good rapport with everybody. So you're right. So I've been really lucky. Adam, Steve, I mean, Shane came in here, didn't miss a kick the half a year that he kicked or whatever it was. And Steve, so those guys have, since I've been here, they've all done a great job. But Steve is, those are big shoes to follow there with Adam. And that he's never blinked. He's always kicked with a lot of confidence, a lot of poise, a lot of focus. And, he's kicked with a lot of different holders, different snappers. Not the easiest conditions, but, he does his job. He's very focused and he's been a really dependable player for us. I mean, I love having him on the team. He's a great asset to this football team, both on and off the field, locker room, and productively when we need him, of course.
Bill, over here. What does it mean to you to be in the same sentence as Curly Lambeau with 229 career victories combined, regular season, postseason, tied for fourth all time?
Thanks, Mike. I mean, it's flattering, very flattering. Curly was one of the great founders, really, of the National Football League. Spent the year at Notre Dame, brought the Notre Dame offense into the NFL, ran the box, had championships in Green Bay, really kind of started the passing game with Hudson and Cecil. So he was certainly one of the not only one of the founding fathers of the league, but really one of the innovators in the league in his time. So very flattering to be put in his category in any sentence, really.
Quick one. People so often talk about what happens at the end of the half can be a momentum builder. And I'm just looking. It was just obviously a key juncture. They get it to 14-13. They're probably feeling pretty good about themselves as they go into halftime. You get the ball and have the most convincing and efficient drive that you had had in the game. And I just wonder from a fan's perspective or media's perspective, it's we wonder what goes into that, why the switch gets flipped and what happens.
I mean, what happened was we didn't play very well in the first half, and then we didn't play very well in the last, I don't know, 40 seconds or a minute or however much it was. So we just took some not very good football and made it worse. And then we were able to do things a lot better in the second half. So, but I think that whole sequence was just symptomatic of the whole rest of the half. I mean, what was the difference?